Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Bulletproof by Thomas Rosema. Today, I'm going to clear the air, I'm going to talk about why I'm doing this, and what do I mean by I'm creating my own brand, and what does that entail? Sorry for the burp. So, why am I doing this? I came to a realization a couple days ago that I have certain experiences and a certain mindset, and I'm on a current path right now that I think people could learn from and people could take notes from and apply similar principles to their own life. And I'm also on a path right now where I need assistance. I need a little bit of a guidance, accountability, and I think this is going to help me with that as well. And that's all just through broadcasting myself out in the public, making myself known, putting myself on the radar, making myself vulnerable to critics, to the public. And in turn, I think I'm going to develop immensely and very, very quickly in all areas that I want to develop in as a person, as an athlete, as a student, as a leader, as a friend. I think this is a perfect platform for me to simply take better control of my life and take the steps in the direction that I want to take them in. And I think that if I share this journey with other people, it'll help everyone understand me a little bit better, but also maybe help people understand themselves a little bit better, help them reflect about themselves. Maybe listening to this podcast or watching my YouTube videos, which are going to be coming soon, maybe that might help someone else push themselves into the direction they want to, go. Make sure that they take control of their lives and that all their issues or problems that once seemed, impossible to conquer now seem, almost a welcoming challenge, I guess you could call it, where the fear is an incentive to work hard to be the best you can absolutely be instead of just existing. I think there's a big difference between living and existing, and a lot of people simply just choose to exist. They don't really choose to live that much. And living, by my definition, I think, is of course stepping out of inside your comfort zone, chasing what you really are passionate about, what you love, chasing your dreams, not being afraid to fail, and learning from mistakes along the way, and just continuing to develop as a person throughout your whole life. The path for development doesn't just stop simply, once you graduate from high school, once you, graduate from university or whatever, part of your youth experience. I think development is simply a lifelong journey. And, this is going to be documenting that, my journey, and hopefully pushing other people to do the same. And now, what do I mean by having a brand? Now, having a brand used to simply mean having like a company or something like that. I mean, like, if you think about brands, the first thing that I think of is Adidas or Adidas, as the North Americans say, like Nike, like sports, like clothing, that kind of thing. That's what a lot of people think about when they hear the word brand. But now in the day of social media, a brand is now simply much more than a company. It's an identity. And of course, everyone has their own brand. Everyone has their identity that can be branded and can be leveraged using social media. I mean, if you look at Instagram, for example, and Snapchat, a lot of us are following, high-profile figures, celebrities, entrepreneurs, Instagram models, whoever they are. I mean, they're all branded and they're all themselves. They're just being their identity. And some of them get to make a living off of that. Some of them use it as a tool to reach out to others. Some of them, use it as a form of accountability and reflection, whatever it is. We all use our brands differently. And some people don't even realize this at this point. Some people are still have the idea stuck in their heads. And I know I used to, was with at social media kind of corrupted people or some way, or that it was kind of a waste of time or whatever, something along those lines, where you see social media as a very negative thing. And of course, people use it negatively. Like, that's just obvious, but it doesn't have to be a negative thing. And, it's just a tool. It's all dependent on the person that uses it. So that's what I mean. What I mean by I'm beginning to brand myself. So the podcast, this podcast is the very first step. What's coming up next? YouTube. That's the next step. Instagram will be then. We'll be following that, and then Twitter and Facebook as my last couple steps to kind of rounding out my system, rounding out my brand, and yeah, broadcasting myself out in the public. And what's the journey that I'm going to be taking? Well, for this upcoming year that's going to be coming, I'm going to be going to Holland for 1 year. Currently, I'm right now in Canada, in Victoria, British Columbia. So next season, for the hockey season, I'm going to be going over to the Netherlands for 1 year and playing for a team there. Won't talk about that too much because it's not completely settled yet. But yeah, and then documenting that journey for me. This is also going to be a huge tool for hockey players, I believe, in the future. Wherever I make it, people can learn from my successes and learn from my failures and apply those, apply those lessons and principles to their own lives and hopefully magnify their chances of succeeding and achieving their dreams. So that's the whole idea behind this big step I've taken. It was kind of done off the whim a little bit, but this isn't something that I'm going to be procrastinating on. This is really going to be something that I'm enjoying right now, and I honestly cannot fucking wait to see where this is going to end up, because I do feel like big things are going to be coming now. And I'll be talking a whole lot in the future about whatever is making me tick at that moment, whether it be my mindset, the choices, my experiences, whatever it's going to be. Everyone's going to know about it. So I hope for all the listeners out there, I hope you guys will enjoy this as much as I do, as much as I will. And until next time, this has been Thomas Rosema, and I'll see you soon on the next episode of Bulletproof. Catch you later.